just how valuable is Micah with everything that he does, not just in your group, but, you know, I know he can't speak for the whole team, but I mean, play corner, special teams, you name it, he can do it.
I think it was evident last year when we lost Morgan early in the season and Micah stepped in and did an outstanding job for us. I think his relationship, the chemistry that he developed with Ha, I thought that was important. And Michael's a very versatile guy, and he brings a lot of experience. And he's smart. He understands football. You can talk to him. So when he's out there on the field, there's really no worries. I mean, he's like a starter for us.
Without Morgan, is this another opportunity for Ha to, you know, take more of a leadership role, which he did for you guys last year?
I think so. I think for the whole secondary in general. The young guys, I mean, we still got a lot of young guys back there playing, you know, with Q and D and all those guys. So it's an opportunity for all of them to grow. But I think they all look at it as an opportunity to help in the development of our secondary, and they all work well together. So while we miss Morgan, it is an opportunity for other guys to kind of step up and show their leadership in different forms.
Morgan was activated on Friday. Were you expecting him to play or –
Yeah, we were, and things happen, you know, that we can't control, and it was a little setback. But Morgan will get healthy, and when he's ready to go, he'll be back out there.
Is this, you know, he's got a pretty busy training camp going on with all the, you know, the dabbling with linebacker and all that. Does that affect that at all?
I don't think so. Morgan's smart. He's been here the whole offseason, and he's got a ton of reps. He knows football. He knows the system probably as well as anybody that we have back there, so him missing a little bit of time won't affect him too much.
We've got that young group of Whitehead and Evans and Bryce.
They're growing. They're all athletic. They're smart. Probably the smartest group we've had since I've been here in terms of coming in and picking up the system. They all can run. They didn't get as many opportunities. I know a couple of the other guys, Jermaine and Marwin, they didn't get as many opportunities as we would have liked. But sometimes it goes like that in a game where, you know, one team controls the ball a little bit more, and so sometimes those reps can get a little bit limited. But we saw some good things from all those guys.
Was that Bryce that had the ball in his hands today when Aaron threw the ear?
Yeah, that drop that he had that we've been preaching about, catching all the ones that hit our hands and spending all that time on the ball drills, and he gets one right in the basket and he drops it.
Obviously, it's the full body of work, but when you have a chance to do that, especially against that guy, how important is that for you?
Well, they were kidding him in the meeting room about that. You know, you get a chance to pick off one of the best, and you got one right in your hands, and you drop it. You can't miss out on those opportunities. But he'll learn from it, and I don't worry about Kendrell's hands. He can catch the football. A lot of times it's just a focus issue and not getting distracted and having your soul focused on catching that football. And so I'm sure he'll capitalize the next opportunity he gets.
Fair to say he's had a pretty good camp so far for a guy.
He's coming along. He's doing some good things, and you see him do some things that you like, and you see some areas of improvement. But as with all those guys, first time out the gate, they're not going to be perfect, but you're looking for them to go out there and play with a certain attitude, a certain aggressiveness, and display some of the abilities that you look for in order to be able to play at this level. So.
Darren, how much can Ha-Ha give you in terms of single coverage? Once in a while you see him out there against a wide receiver or a tight end or something like that. Is that an area he's gotten better at?
No, Ha's always been able to cover. I think if you ask Ha if he had a preference, I think he liked roaming the middle of the field. And if we're playing against a good tight end, whether it's New England and Gronkowski and Jimmy Graham, those guys relish those opportunities, and they can cover. And they look forward to challenges like that. Ha can cover as well as anybody we got back there. But I think if you ask him what his preference is, he likes reading the quarterback, roaming, and kind of doing his thing. But when asked to cover, he's certainly more than capable of doing that. And in a crunch situation, I'll take him matched up against any tight end in the league.
Thank you.